Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We're on the letter A. I'm Dr. Mike Todorovich. This is Dr. Matthew Barton. Say hi, Matt. Good. We don't care. So today's topic is the acromioclavicular joint. That's a big word. This is going to be for all the physiotherapists out there because no one else cares. So what is the acromioclavicular joint?
Brutal.
Sorry.
Oh, what is it? A joint where two or more bones come together and articulate.
Yep. Okay. Beautiful. Thanks, everybody. That's another episode of
Acromioclavicular are the two bones. So, or are the bony processes. So acromion we've covered. This will test you.
Oh.
Acromion, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, not what is it? Does it mean like jutting out or like exposed or
the city pointed? On the hill. The city on the hill. Acropolis.
Yes. And that makes sense because if you look at the scapula and look at the acromion process.
It sits up. And clavicle, what does that mean?
What does it mean? I don't know what it means, but I know it's like a U-shaped.
C-shaped than U.
Okay, yeah, probably. Yeah, C-shaped.
You've got some really problematic clavicles if it was U-shaped.
Yeah, I've got very rounded shoulders. What does it mean?
The little key.
The little key. I didn't remember that.
Or the bolt. Sometimes clavis in Latin is key or bolt. I guess in those days they were more like a bolt, right? Those big keys.
Oh, yeah. So wait, so your clavicle is the bone that goes from your torso to your extremity.
Upper extremity.
And the scapula is what goes from your extremity to... So basically the clavicle and the scapula is the nexus point, is the connection from your torso to your extremities.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the way that your arm basically connects to your trunk.
It would be the equivalent to the pelvis or the hip.
Right.
But the hip would be joined as one, whereas these are separate bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. So it's the joint between those two bones. So it's where the clavicle and the acromion, which is part of the scapula, meet.
Yep. So the clavicle comes into the scapula at the acromion, hence why the acromioclavicular joint.
And generally it's referred to that as the AC joint.
Okay? Right. What type of joint is it?
Okay, let me just get through a couple of things and I'll answer that question.
Oh, okay. I just won't bother
Well, you can because I'm going to ask you a question now. It's part of the shoulder complex and there's four joints in the shoulder complex. Now, I'm going to ask you, what are those four?
Four joints in the shoulder complex. So you've got the acromioclavicular joint.
Yeah, that's one.
You've got the glenohumeral joint.
Two.
You've got the... the acromiosternal joint. What's that called? The
sternoclavicular.
Sternoclavicular joint.
Good. Now this one you won't get.
And then
because this one's not a true joint. Because as usually you state, a joint is between two bony elements, right?
Yes.
Or more than, this is not really between, it's a bone and connective tissue, really.
Right. So this is going to be where your ribs no, because your ribs are from your sternum to your vertebrae. Go, what is it?
Scapulothoracic.
Ah, scapulothoracic, yes.
So those four is your shoulder complex.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason I said that is because if you think about the shoulder, it's a very, at least the glenohumeral part of it, it's a very...
That's where your arm comes into your scapula.
The humerus to the scapula, yep. It's a very movable joint, ball and socket joint. And so this whole complex together is about increasing the range of motion of that joint.
But also...
So all of those things together, of those four things we just mentioned,
yep.
Four joints, is really about...
Maximizing,
stabilizing,
yes,
but also maximizing its range of motion.
Yes, but yes, like you said, stabilizing the shoulder joint while maximizing the range
yes.
of motion. Yeah, okay. Yep.
And so this is now coming to your question on its, what'd you say? What is it? What is this type of joint?
Yeah, what type of joint? Like, is it a synovial joint?
It's a synovial joint.
Yep.
Yep. It would be probably considered as a gliding plane joint.
All right.
So what does that mean?
That means it glides across a plane.
So is that just in one
axis? No, I think it's two axes.
What's that term? Diarthrodal?
No, it's not diarthrodal. I don't think it's, well, diarthrodic, doesn't diarthrodic mean just a freely?
It does just mean that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought diarthrodic, like all synovial joints are diarthrodic.
Right. You're right.
But it is biaxial, isn't it?
Well, it's, yeah, well, let me keep going. I'll let you Google that, but it's a gliding plane joint, okay?
Yep, okay.
Now, what its main functions, it's actually got five functions, but I think you can actually join these into probably three. So there will be that gliding but rotational movement on between the clavicle and the scapula. Now, so the clavicle will articulate on a facet, articulate facet.
Plane joints are uniaxial, Matthew.
Okay, uni. So the way that the clavicle binds to the acromion,
yep.
It's got its own little facet there, and the way that that moves on it is usually in a gliding process, but it is argued that there'll be some rotation.
Okay, now, so maybe it is biaxial.
So, yeah. Similar to the sternoclavicular joint, there is some, controversy, I guess, between its pure definition of movements.
Right.
Okay, so some would say that the sternoclavicular is a ball and socket even.
But really?
Just the way that
they articulate.
The disc that's in between the two bones changes the range of motion.
Huh.
It's quite complicated, that one, but right. That's on another day.
Yeah, who cares?
So gliding rotation increases the shoulder complex range of motion. It's important for force transfer. So this is what you said about the connection between the appendicular skeleton and the axial skeleton. So in that, you could also put as a force or a shock absorber.
Right.
Because the clavicle is a strut, which is kind of for shock absorbing. And so that's its job.
That's why it breaks all the time.
That's why it breaks all the time.
Fall on your arm.
And usually the joints for the clavicle, both the AC and the sternoclavicular, is stronger than the bone itself. And that's why usually when you fall, let's say on your shoulder or an outstretched hand, you put in so much force, it'll break it.
Yeah.
The clavicle, that is. So you would say force transfer, shock absorption and stability would be
absolutely
a part of this AC joint, but also improving the range of motion of the scapula, its tilting effects and the way that the scapula starts rotating. So if you rotate the scapula.
Upward.
So what's that internal rotation?
Yeah, I'll just say upward rotation.
Then as you're actually abducting your arm, it kind of moves the angle of the glenoid towards that movement and it just
frees
it up.
Yeah, it has to, otherwise you can't lift your arm very high.
So that's the function of the AC joint.
Cool. So what happens if it's buggered up?
So the main issues that I came across was either degeneration, so that would be osteoarthritis, but probably more commonly would be a dislocation of the AC joint.
Yeah, or just a sprain, right?
Yeah, so
you can damage the ligaments.
Yeah, the dislocation then comes in six grades, which I'll quickly run through now.
Oh, cool.
But I'll do it very quickly. So when you have any kind of acute shoulder girdle injury, about 10% of the general population will have an AC joint injury.
Right.
Okay, but if you're an athlete, it goes up to 40%.
Wow.
So in the elite side of things, if you were to have a shoulder injury, the AC joint is very commonly impacted.
I would have thought glenohumeral, but there you go.
So the way that I guess a physio would grade an AC joint injury is through a grading system called the Rockwood grades, and that's from 1 to 6. So basically, and this goes what you said, so grade 1 is the least severe, and that's just looking at spraining the acromioclavicular joint, but all the rest are intact. Grade 2 is where you've got actually the rupture of the acromioclavicular joint, but everything else is fine. The third grade is the AC ligaments are gone, as well as the acromioclavicular,
right,
the coracoid clavicular, sorry. Gone. So there's two lots gone. And then when you go into 4, 5, and 6, now the actual clavicle starts displacing. So
right,
in the first one, it moves posteriorly, and then so it goes towards the trapezius, and then the others kind of start to displace elsewhere. And so
you've got real bad ligaments.
So now you are dislocating the joint.
Right.
So some of the early ones you'd probably say are more like subluxations, but yep, then as we get probably from 3 onwards, you're actually displacing. So if you were to look at the joint, you would actually see deformities.
Wow, there you go.
So that's the acromioclavicular joint. So if you ever have a problem,
don't come to us.
You know what to do.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.